Now, a colleague, reporter Flavia Goretta, went into the rally in support of refugees last Saturday. And just to give you a flavour of what happened and what was going on in there, this is Flavia's report. Just a short little piece, just to give you a flavour, as I said, what happened at the rally.
I'm here to support refugees from all over the world. Since I've been a refugee myself once, I'm coming from Bosnia. So I understand why and how they are, like, what they are going through. And yeah, it's hard to see all those children, you know, in the rain outside starving, like without home. So yeah, we welcome them. Today people have more experience on the refugees than in our time, you know. They have seen it before. But really, as the war going on, I don't think there is a big difference, because like the people, especially from Syria, they are going to hell like we were, you know, destroyed houses, and you know, they stayed without everything. Basically, their whole life is just in one bag. Yeah, it's really heartbreaking for me to see that. They don't have any future at home, so they don't have a choice. Yeah, it would be nice if they could stay home, if the European Union would support them, and NATO to, you know, to make a peace in the country so they can stay. Of course they would like to, I believe they do, but now as it is, you know, I don't see how they can stay without food or water or any other benefits, you know.
I believe that the world is one country and that all mankind are one citizens of one country, and we should just open the borders and allow people to come and go as they can.
So everyone?
Yes, everyone, yes. We need to actually have some ideas as to what we're going to do and how we're going to accommodate people, not only refugees but our own as well. So, and we need to have some proper plan. And even if it means that people who have a little bit more money have to have a little bit less, it's better that way, that we should have a more egalitarian society.
Refugees are welcome here!
Mehmet Uludağ from United Against Racism.
Why this demonstration today?
Well, this demonstration is a direct response and a very clear and loud response to the Irish government and the wider EU as a whole to do a lot more in terms of the ongoing refugee crisis. And it's a very specific demand in terms of opening the borders and welcoming refugees. Right. There has to be a lot more done. First of all, the main demand is through Irish government to the EU and EU in general to open the borders, because this crisis is such that any quota, 160, 120, whatever they talk about, all these number games are not going to solve the problem of the crisis. We want EU to open the borders and then have a fair and just and humanitarian process to distribute refugees within the wider EU and European countries. It can do it. It is rich enough. It has resources. It can do it. It must do it. It has a responsibility.
Some say we should look after our own first.
Yes. Well, after all, look after our own is an interesting one, isn't it? Anyone who says that is usually not doing anything much about after our own. And the reality is, what we call after our own in terms of government policies and everything else is the top rich section of the society who haven't actually suffered from austerity, who haven't actually suffered from the housing crisis, etc. And what we are saying is there are resources in this country, like 3,000 houses empty, staying idle and lying there doing nothing. There is money in this country. It's going to the bailout funds. It's paying the interest rate, interest of the bailout funds, but it's not being used for the greater good of the society. So refugees are not a stoppage or a reason for all these things not to happen. It is the government and its government policies. What we are saying is there is enough wealth and there is enough resources in this country to look after the people here in Ireland who are suffering, as well as give the refugees a safe home to start a new life.
4,000 people, do you think it's enough?
It doesn't even register on the scale. That 4,000 and EU in general, 160,000, it doesn't even register on the scale. There are 5 million only Syrian only refugees, right? And this crisis is ongoing for a long time. This is a number game, trying to take the least in the longest possible period, because the governments have caught out on that. They know people, as you saw today here, thousands of people in every country are demanding fair and just and immediate action by the governments. So they're announcing these numbers out of their heads, probably, without any relevance to the reality on the ground. EU can take a lot more. It should take a lot more.
Just here to say that we welcome refugees into Ireland, and we want to help the people who are escaping Syria, and yeah, just that we have space here, and we have place here, and we're welcoming them with open arms, basically. But also we wanted to say that we don't agree with direct provision, and it's not good enough to have people coming here and then having to wait for years and years, isolated and crowded into direct provision centres, and we want for people to be treated as humans and with dignity, especially after what they've gone through. I think they should be, like, they can't be stuck in a process that keeps them locked up for 5 years, you know? Like, you have to look at people's applications as soon as they come in and start processing them straight away. And we already have so many people waiting in direct provision centres for years. Our percentages for accepting people are way lower than the national, than the European average. We turn down 90% of applications, and it's just not good enough. So I think it needs to change.
I'm here to stand in solidarity with the refugees. I call on the Irish government to make rapid and compelling changes to the legalisation in Ireland to allow the refugees to come here to do far more than they're already calling on. What they've said is they're going to bring 5,000 refugees. I don't think that's enough. We need to be far more open and considerate in how we treat these people. They're people looking to try escape terror and horror in their own lives. They're not coming here because they want to, they're coming here because they can't stay in their country anymore.
Do I have a sticker here saying we welcome refugees? Would you be willing or available to welcome a family in your home?
Yes, I've actually thinking about talking to Aoife about that. We have a spare room and we still have to do up the house, so I think I'd do that or not, but I've been certainly considering it quite a bit because, yeah, Aoife's nodding as well. It's something that if you have the space, we should do it. It's obviously not for everybody, and it's up to everybody to make up their own mind, but it's...
And thanks to Flavio Goretta for that report on the rally in support of refugees on Saturday.